Blog Talk Radio.
I ain't played by the music rules.
Go back and protect it. My child been protected. I'll tell me where I'm headed. Can you start really minute? Go back and perfect it. My style been protected. So tell me where I'm headed. Can you start really minute? Go back and perfect it. My style been rejected. So tell me where I'm headed. Can you start really minute? Back and perfected, my style been rejected. So tell me where I'm headed.
Trying to get a big break like Sue Chain the Rip Roll. The ride that we get industry is sweeter than the lip roll. Game recognized, game players into the real thought. Never trust the outsider coming from the middle. I ain't just playing to Drake a little, ain't so out the middle. People dying all around me, so life no riddle. Back in 2004, you really heard the change. They ain't rapping no more, they want a little change. Yeah, I did it by myself in my early 20s. They say keep your day job, my least shining dinner. And when the action don't, it ain't a single person with me. Selling year after year, that is a history. If I die right now, they won't even miss me. If I don't get my shine, thank the ones that help me. I get close to going to jail, I'm out, they never jail. On social media, they hate no more what they say. Who can I trust? I can't let my talents fail me. I'm trying to add to the movement, it ain't trying to hit me. Try to talk to the radios at that door, it's where you sit left. Paranoid in the brain, feeling just like 50 cents.
I surpassed my peers. Down through this, down through this, down through the years. I'm an urban legend, a Cleveland mainstay. Everything I touch, it lasts a decade. A self-made man, I'm creator-made.
Okay.
Now I'm tied with the Black House gameplay. A grandmaster with ninja assassins, with scrolls to bring. A unified Cleveland. In 98, I was a regular man. Now I evolved into a businessman. I was a rapper, now I'm an MC. Radio said, there ain't no stopping me. I'm that unsung hero who's still around. Past critics are on, where are they now?
Where you at?
So tell me where I'm headed. Can you start really minute? Go back and perfect it. My style been rejected. So tell me where I'm headed. Can you start really minute? Go back and perfect it. My style been rejected. So tell me where I'm headed. Can you start really minute? Go back and perfect it. My style been rejected. So tell me where I'm headed. Can you start really minute?
Blog Talk Radio,
my
love,
my
baby.
Oh, no.
course she Lord knows I'm trying to fuck
story.
Lord knows this love.
Let's go.
Hey, welcome once again. Once again, I just want to say I appreciate being on the airwaves. You are listening to none other than Al Porter, Man in the Street, Chapter 5, Verse 41. Wow, already. Man in the Street, Chapter 5, Verse 41. That M-A-N is an abbreviation, acronym for Music Activism News. 646-478-0944 for all of those who are listening online by phone. I appreciate it. But if you see that number up there, you could definitely call in. I just want to give three quick disclaimers before I go to a couple of phone callers, such as 216-804-216-209. Disclaimer number one, you get info on this show, so I have pen, pencil, paper, notebook, laptop, desktop, iPhone for any and all info that you hear. Disclaimer number two, if you hear something you don't like, don't blame Blog Talk or Varsity Music. Call and blame Boogie Me at 646-478-0944. I'll listen. Disclaimer number three, you may not want to talk, but I'm coming to your phone line and see what's on your mind. If you can't talk, stay silent. You don't have to hang up. I'll just put you back on hold. If you do say afterwards, I wish I'd said something. If you didn't push the one key, you can push the one key, or you can hang up and call back. And depending on the phone callers, I'm going to do everything I can to get back to you because we're interactive. I'm going to give you the top 10 from a Monday to a Monday in music and entertainment. Debuting at number one, October 25th, tomorrow. Cavs home opener, Tribe World Series, game one, both here. Yep, that's entertainment every day, all day. Debuting at number two, Imperial Avenue Day of Remembrance and the Aftermath, more later. Debuting at number three, Cassandra McDonald for State Rep, the hip-hop fashion show with Go Get 'Em Inc., MC Brains, Urban Survival, Urban City Radio, Suave Gotti, Mr. Milligram. Wow, that was nice. Number four, debut, Wiggins Family Day of Remembrance Scholarship Drive. More on that in just a little while. Debut at number five, OPNENT. Rap Battles the past Saturday. Number six, Black House Sounds. Thank you, Jesus. CCR2. You can see that on YouTube. Or you could go to CCR2, I Walk Like a Man. Sheriff, that's also on YouTube. Number seven, Black Odyssey. Thousands of YouTube views, filming others' videos. Number eight, Suave Gotti, Suave Report. But he has a new video out on YouTube called October 25th. October 25th. THGMS All-Stars. That's right, GMS All-Stars. Featuring Suave Gotti, and that's on YouTube. It also features Man in the Streets. Number 9, HJS Music. Number 10, Eastside. Strong Promotions, Anatomy Nightclub, that type of stuff. Before I do go to the phone callers, I just want to get a couple of quick things out the way if I can. I try to do that so that everybody knows a little bit about what's going on. I want to let people know, and you wonder why I give you time enough to write stuff down, that tomorrow at 6 p.m., that's tomorrow at 6 p.m., Angela Woodson will deal with women's voting. It's the town hall for women. All women definitely invited out. That's tomorrow at 6 p.m., East Cleveland Public Library, 6 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, about 6 to 8. But men can also come through, as well as Thursday, very important thing going on. The NAACP Candidates Night Out with Eric Gordon, CEO of the Cleveland Public School System. You know they're trying to get that levy passed. I know he got some sort of award nationwide, and that's beautiful. Then again, on the flip side, you can go there and ask him, well, if you got the award, how come the teachers are almost ready to strike and you're asking for more money? Anyway, you also have Rob Portman, who's running definitely for Congress. He should be in the House, and it's being held at St. James A&M Church. That's St. James A&M Church, East 71st and Cedar, 6 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. And before I go to the phone calls, and I see the 216-255, so I'm going to make this very quick, getting these things out of the way, please pray for Black Man's Army member, Black on Black Crime Incorporated, Brother Dontez Taylor. He broke his hip out in the field heading to do some work. And just send your prayers to that brother. And I definitely want to get out since I can. Happy birthday to Vanessa's Fashions. Happy born day to Princess Amara And now I'm looking at all these phone calls come in, so I think I can take a lot of them. So with that being said, I'm going to go to 216-804, 216-804. How you doing out there? 216-804 going once. 216-804 going twice. 804, I appreciate that you all follow directions. If you can't talk or you're just calling to chime in, if you have something to say, we always appreciate it. And
yes, I would like to say that I heard, I'm glad I tuned in because I heard a new song. It's new to me from Black House Sounds.
Okay.
And the reason I'm saying, I do believe that the one that's always the young man is a genius, because you think you heard it all and he comes up with something totally different, but excellent. So you all keep up the good work.
Okay, thank you very much. We appreciate you. And if you keep listening, I'm sure we'll have some other things out there for you. Oh, wow. Like I say, I've got some other numbers popping up here that I will get to momentarily. I promise you that much. Just give me that moment, and I'm looking forward to doing that. A couple of things that I would like to get into before I go to that 216-209. I might as well put out there that the Imperial Avenue Memorial Day of Remembrance happened last Saturday. You had Lady Gilmore, who was the host, a.k.a. MC, Mistress of Ceremony. Some of the people who were out there was such as D.C. Marbury, Black Man's Army, Black on Black Crime Incorporated, Survivors, Victims of Tragedy. A lot of those past few names followed Sister Kimberly F. Brown of the Brown Report newspaper in the cleaning up of the memorial grounds where 11 women were murdered by Anthony Sowell. That project started 8 weeks ago when one of the family members, Mother Bray, was like, hey, I give, instead of saying we're just going to wait for the city and the pastors or whoever, I want to give my blessings that if you want to go out there and start something, that's fine. Some of the others who are out there were Simply United Together, Larry H. Gardner, Voice at Radio.com, Fox 8 News, Melanated Media News on YouTube.com, covered the Day of Remembrance. As Mother Bray, who was the only one who lost two daughter and a niece, and she asked the pastors in the city, what happened to the money collected? I happen to have said to the Melanated Media News crew that the Creator used 11 women, queens. I refuse to use the word victims. They were murdered, but it was 11 women. And the Creator used them to show the world that the community doesn't have to wait for City Hall to do something, that the community can come together. And I just wanted to put that out there. Also, thank Ward 4 candidate Gail Sparks, who was also there, Hope Speaks, Dr. Hall, the presidential candidate Pinckney, or campaign manager Steve. It's good to see people come together and just show that we can do something without waiting for somebody else. To me, that's one of the most important things in the world. Sometimes I can be long-winded, so before I do that, I just want to go and point out two things to people real quick, if I can, and I would just like to throw out there that when it comes down to voiceitradio.com, on Mondays, 5 p.m., it's the main event featuring myself and two others. That's at 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. And then also on Tuesdays, you have the BBCI, Black on Black Crime Incorporated, Hip Hop Workshop Radio Show. And that is from 5 to 6 p.m. on voiceitradio.com. So since I'm running my big mouth and I see all these extra phone people have called in, 216-209, how you doing out there?
Brother, I'm great. This is John from Black Odyssey.
Man, what's going on with you, fam?
Oh, man, a lot of stuff. We're back in the booth, as you can see, recording more and more tracks. Still working on the sponsor for the show. we got a lot of stuff going on. I'm lining up people for it now because I got a long list of people that was just trying to, like, get in and make the show happen before it's going to happen. Coming,
I got you.
It's all coming. And that's a beautiful thing because you can see that the results of it when you got people hitting you up before the show even happens. So
thank you.
Oh, man. But I don't want to digress from the point that I called in and the reason why I sent the song Kingpin Fantasy. As of late, you know, we had some tragedies and it seems like it's going away. And what, you know, as far as what the media produced out here and these tragedies, when they disappeared, I noticed a lot of rappers in particular, none really given coming through this program, but just what I've been seeing on my timeline has been going back to that the Stone Age dope age, you know, promoting that as if that's okay to do, promoting that as if that is the thing to do now. So things for that is we got to answer for that, you know, and trying to show the other half of what they don't want to tell you and they're not glorifying the other half of it. And, you know, the song will speak for itself when you guys play it later on called Kingpin Fantasy. So, you know, our mission is to try to divert people from that and divert their minds into something else because there's so many other issues. And you're trying to glorify the fact that, you know, of selling dope and the money coming from that, but you're not looking at what you're doing to your own people. You're not looking at doing what you're doing to yourself. You know, so, I like I said, I don't want to spend too much time talking on it. I want people to hear the song and get the reaction, good or bad, however you feel. You know, it doesn't matter to me. It matters, you know what I'm saying, if you get the message from it. You know, we all have points and reasons why we create our art. And my point and my reasoning is for you to get the message. And hopefully you can change your life from the message. I want our words from Black Odyssey to become a beacon of hope, a pillar of hope, pillar of focusing on something new. So for all those who are trying to reach Black Odyssey, you can just start off by going to YouTube and putting in BLAQODESSY. That's Google Plus, Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. BLAQODESSY.
Man, I appreciate that. What we'll do is go to pull that off to see if that has converted over. And I just want to say I thank you for at least making a real statement with your music because you didn't have to take the time to do that. But one thing that I can say is since I've met you since 1998, you know, all I heard is grown folks' music back then. So as young men, you were making adult music, and it's good to hear what you all are putting out now. So it's much respect to you.
Oh, thank you so much, Al. And that's what it's all about. Thank you.
Yeah, no problem. Definitely hold a line, because by hook or by crook, we're going to get to some Black House sounds. Before I go to the 216-255, 216-322, and the 216-406. All right, I've already talked about a couple of things, but I think I will throw out there that shoutcast.com, that's 24 hours a day. Our playlist, from what you hear on this show, you can just type in Hood Tunes Radio, because also on Saturday nights, Cleveland Standard Time, usually in the evenings around 8:30, you can go to Blog Talk Radio for Hood Tunes Radio with my man Emax the Image. And as I move along real quick, one thing quick, I want to just throw out there and say this coming Sunday, October 30th, Galleria, East 9th Street, St. Clair, 11:45 a.m. They're going to have the tailgating party and all of that. All right, so the Browns may or may not win, but the important thing is 11:45 a.m., free and open to the public, and our own Suave Gotti has a video shoot for his new single, I'm Jim Brown, which has been promoted on also that October 25th single that I was telling you all about. But the actual video for the I'm Jim Brown and the full-length song will be played. And what I'm going to do is just take the time and say thank you for those who tune in. And one thing that I didn't get into that I feel is like almost real easy to do is that I guess I'll take the time and go and take my phone caller first at 216-255 and see what they might want to say. 216-255, how you doing out there?
I'm well, Al. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing good. What is on your mind?
Newsflash. The Cleveland baseball team just changed their name to Cleveland Whitey on the Moon.
You know something? I kind of like that name very much. I don't know how many other people might like it, but I think that's a very fitting name. That they finally
never,
got rid of Red Sambo, but that's another story.
Right,
go ahead, though.
Right. And I wanted to like drop attention to folks. Will be protesting the Chief Wahoo name tomorrow at the game. So you know, so watch for that and join them if you can. I personally can't make it tomorrow, but I'm going to join them on Wednesday or the next home game. I will join them. But you know, for that protest, thank God, goodness that the Cleveland team is going to the, fight for the World Series and whatnot. That's all great. So you're
right.
rah, but that Red Sambo got to go.
There you go. Go ahead.
One other thing, I did attend a good meeting today regarding issue 33, and this is Don. I'm with Civil and Human Rights Coalition and some other groups. The Civil Rights and Human Rights Coalition convened today, and Dave Patterson presiding. He introduced our speakers. Kareem Henton spoke in opposition of issue 33, which is the police reform ballot initiative, charter amendment on Cleveland ballot. And then Dr. Rhonda, she's a community police commission member, so she spoke just to give information. She's not, trying to persuade folks to vote yes or no, but she did want to give information as to what the history of this initiative was. So, I mean, it was quite detailed. We had a good turnout at Martin Luther King Library today. I'm printing the minutes up now. We did not video it. I'm printing up the notes and the position statements and whatnot, and I'll put them on the People's Forum on Facebook. I'll put them on Black on Black Crime. Post them so you can see all that. And that's about all I know. And you know what? I want to congratulate Cleveland. There's so much activity going on. There was a memorial for the Imperial Avenue women that I missed.
Yes,
there's been so much that I've been missing that I know there's a lot going on. And so Cleveland is active. I see Black on Black Crime is doing many different, of course, vigils, which is sad that you have to do vigils.
Right.
But also doing informative forums, too, on issue 33, I think, too.
And I'm glad you brought that up because at our headquarters for Black on Black Crime, Inc. and Black Man's Army, this Wednesday is not our regular meeting because at 6 p.m. the doors open. 7 p.m. we will be talking about, does issue 33 cover the Department of Justice dissent decree with Brother Kareem, Brother Gary, and a few others speaking, and that will be held at 15415 Kipling Avenue off Ivanhoe, between East 152nd and St. Clair intersection and Euclid Avenue 44110. And I just wanted to say I appreciate the forum that you had today. I might be talking to you later on to see if you want to add somebody else, because I know the only reason I didn't make it down is because of the earlier radio show that I now have from 5 to 6. But tomorrow at 5 p.m., we are going to deal with issue 33, basically covering enough and get into great detail on voiceitradio.com. And I'm calling it the grand slam and the 3-point play of getting that truth out there on issue 33. So I just want to say I thank you for doing what you do, because everybody can't get everywhere, but as long as you have different people doing different things, you can connect on a powerful message.
Right on, right on. And issue 32, Kareem will have something to tell you about that. That's the tax hike, right?
And, yes, indeed.
And his most interesting point, I'll be brief, was that the mayor said that, we can hire more police, 200 more police. But that was based on hiring that many police officers was based on the population exploding in Cleveland, but it's actually declined. So that's a little bit much. That's over policing. And Kareem felt that, and many of us, I think we all agreed that if they're not adequately trained, we don't want them.
Amen.
Right?
Hallelujah.
So let's make sure that training gets mandated, and so that they know how to get out in the street and not be shooting folks up so much, and then we can hire some new police on. So with that,
thank
I
you
bid you good
so
night
much.
And thank you so much.
Right. You will hear from me later on, and you definitely want to hold the line because sometimes some people call in and get me into trouble. And before I go to 216-322 and 216-406, give me about 3 minutes. I want to start off by saying the president of America's largest police management organization issued a formal apology to the nation's minority population for the actions of the past and the role that our profession has played in the societal historic mistreatment of people of color. Huh? Police chief said that? Give me a moment to dig deep. As Terrence M. Cunningham, police chief in Wellesley, Massachusetts, gave his remarks at the International Association of Police Chiefs, whose membership includes 23,000 U.S. members, and his statement was made in San Diego convention, as he, in regards to tense relations between cops and minority groups in the wake of high-profile civilian deaths in New York, South Carolina, Minnesota, and elsewhere, plus violent citizen protests, as well as ambushes that killed officers in Dallas and Baton Rouge. Police chiefs have recognized the need to maintain good relations with the communities of all races and not have a us-versus-them mentality to take root in rank-and-file officer corps. Okay, so the officer corps, okay. Now, in the neighborhoods, he also said, and also in the neighborhoods where citizens live. Now, Chief Cunningham said, these are his words coming up, events over the past several years caused many to question officers' actions, which tragically undermine trust the public must and should have in their police department. The history of the law enforcement profession is replete with examples of bravery, self-sacrifice, and community service, and at its core, a noble profession. At the same time, it's clear that police history had also darker periods. State and federal law has caused police to do many unpalatable tasks. And while this is no longer the case, this dark side of our shared history created a multi-generational, almost inherited, mistrust between communities of color and their law enforcement agencies. While we can't change the past, it's clear we must change the future. For our part, the first step is for the law enforcement and the IACP, that's the acronym to the group that he represents, about 23,000 strong, to acknowledge and apologize for the past actions and the role our profession played in society's historical mistreatment of communities of color. The chief concluded by saying, "It's my hope that by working together we'll break the historic cycle of mistrust to build a better and safer future for us all." Now, I'm glad the black police chief made that statement, but hold on. He's a middle-aged white man. Middle-aged white man. So let me pull out the 20-foot step ladder for my soapbox. All right. Because one-time black presidential candidate, Carson, he never saw a case of police brutality. I guess he didn't see police bash in fellow Republican Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. back in the day. Or a few decades later, he probably never saw Rodney King. But I digress. And would hope that others in law enforcement, like Chief Cunningham, or Cleveland's Black Shield head, Lynn Hampton, who have stepped out, maybe that'll cause other law enforcement to start to take and make meaningful change. Now, candidate Hillary Clinton came by Tri-C. I think it was downtown last Friday, and during her visit, she met with Black Lives Matter activists. But Cleveland, Ohio's anti-Lynn Hampton, anti-Chief Cunningham, Cleveland Police Patrolman Association union head Steve Loomis said, these are Steve Loomis' words, Hillary Clinton shows where her priorities lie when she meets with radicals from Black Lives Matter but refuses to meet with Cleveland police officers throughout the nation. By accepting an endorsement from this racially exclusive and divisive group that encourages attacks on police, she sets back our efforts to restore trust with law-abiding citizens that we serve in our communities. The result of Hillary's decision to fuel animosity against police is that cops will stop proactively policing in the neighborhoods where their presence is needed the most. The law-abiding citizens will continue to suffer, and the only ones who benefit will be those who continue to victimize them. Wait. Ain't that what the hell we said when Trump got the endorsement and was endorsed by racially exclusive, divisive, anger-fueling Steve Loomis? Steve Loomis basically said that because of Black Lives Matter, or if Hillary Clinton wins, he and other cops won't protect the inner city, just like he did when a Cleveland football player, he threatened that if he didn't apologize for something that he put up online, that the police wouldn't protect sports fans. So this means we have a dereliction of duty, insubordinate, overweight Steve Loomis, who's kind of red-faced. I won't call him a redneck, but he's a little bit red-faced, out there chopping at the bits, and then you wonder why a lot of us are against issue 33, because if it's not going to remove an idiot like that from being on a police commission, come on now. So with that being said, I am going to take the time and go down the line, shut my mouth, put the ladder up. I apologize for holding up the phone lines for so long. I'm going to 216-322. How you doing out there?
Hi, Brother Porter. I'm fine. How are you?
I'm doing great now. I'm calm. So I appreciate you for calling in.
And I appreciate you. Before you started, I want to thank you for your always positive music. It's inspiring. I, as you know, have an issue with socialism with that music. However, I do find your music refreshing, inspiring, and really positive. I believe that it's the attitude that's shared by everyone in our community. I encourage young males from young men not so self-centered and thinking of only making a pass, but living through illness and striving for better.
Wow.
And now I listen to your spiel about the imperial women, and I understand you don't very true. But I just stick to my thought that City Hall and a handful of pastors victimize the family and the community that we best serve. The reason that I say my thought again is because we should not be this long, and for poor mothers and grandmothers and community seeing something that I'm not going to review the fact that the East and the West Side was secure. The Imperial had to. It did not. We have money collected. What was the time here? It's time for the community to wake up and realize that the powers that be at City Hall are not the services after things. They can also be the place, just like me, and council person, you know, big. I think the community as a whole needs to get back and consider what's going on in their community. Not just that one. Because it's happening all over that they're ignoring power of people have as teachers to recall them. And if pastors, maybe they need to be called out. Maybe their churches need to be informed that your pastor was involved in this process and this money is gone to the poor pastor. They may not know. Someone needs to talk to this. Somehow, all of these people need to be held accountable. And I also, I'm sorry, but I also want to salute Black Panther Army because due to what men everywhere need to stand up for, look like to stand up for them forever. I know it's Black Panther Army, but I'm proud of you because I honestly believe that the best time for the community to find something honest about. And that's one of so very much. As far as Team Loomis goes and doing those people with the feels that they are unable to perform their job because their president candidate takes out one, I believe that they need to decide turning their son and move. Because we have a tough life. President, please. The city of Queensburg is, it was and being structured from top down to the bottom. And I believe that we can so that all I really want to say, I'm I challenge you to stop using the N-word as a term of objection. Historically, it is not. It's a term of disrespect and stance. Are not self. You are intelligent people, sons and daughters, teens, stand up for the proud. Show the world everyone. We are proud. We are proud. As long as you say, I'm Black and I'm proud, just bring that. Take your heart. And also, please talk about that.
Okay, now I'm done. Thank you for the platform. Continued blessings.
You too. See, y'all, first it was that Don Bryan to call again. Get me into trouble. And now, Sister Lauren, I know that you were going in and out. All I want to say is in part of what you were saying about, like Elder Bray spoke, who lost her daughter and niece, before I get to the other four phone callers who are on here. She spoke incident, the murder at Imperial Avenue. And it seems like after that, the survivors were raped again because Elder Bray spoke and asked, if the city gave $12,500, why is there only $3,637 remaining? And the Buckeye Development Corporation basically handled that part of it. I mean, if you want to look at numbers and all of that, I mean, if you look at the fact that ally to Mayor Frank Jackson, Pastor Jimmy Gates, who was chosen from over, you know, he's been chosen to do a couple of things. Although in 2007, the Zion Hill Missionary Baptist preacher was guilty in splitting $40,000 in water department bribes, where he was assistant director. And then in 2012, Gates was convicted of his role in a $5.1 million mortgage fraud scheme that went from about 2004 to 2006. So if the Imperial Women, I will say activist group last year picketed Pastor Gates as well as Reverend Eugene Ward, and of course Reverend Eugene Ward, who pleaded guilty to choking and assaulting one of his ex-wives, well, they them for being fraudulent because they were in charge of money that was to be used
as a $250,000 memorial by last April, but right now there was no money for that yet. So before I get myself into further trouble, hey, the truth is the truth and it will set me free, I'm going to go to 216-406. Y'all trying to get me back on another soapbox. 216-406. How you doing out there? Oh, no, I'm going to get into more trouble. I can see how this evening's going.
No. I'm enjoying the show. I called in early today because the last couple of weeks when I promised to call in, something happened. I wish
sure
the moon.
Did.
I think it was a full moon or something. Yeah, that's
it
what
sure
it was. That's what it was.
That's what
and,
it was.
I was mesmerized. I just lost all perspective of everything I was supposed to be doing. But Brother Al, good evening. This is Tina, a.k.a. I Am a Superwoman of the award-winning I Am a Superwoman radio network.
Yes, indeed.
Oh, man. And first of all, I just want to say what an honor it was to be in your presence with Mel and so many other awesome people that, you know, if I start trying to call off everybody's name, I'm going to miss somebody.
You.
But to be able to be at the Black Shell Police Association town hall meeting, I called it, to address, you know, the removal of Steve Loomis. I guess I am going to get you in trouble. I just said the S word. I apologize.
Yeah, you sure did. No problem.
But I'm going to tell you, it was spectacularly awesome for me to be able to record it, to let the world, you know, because Facebook Live is just not local. Everybody around the country got to see what's really going on in Cleveland. Why they're trying to, you know, put us in this wonderfully, you know, positive. We getting along just because we got championships and this, that, and the other. But it's a bunch of crap going on in this city, and we know it. And so now the world knows it. So I just want to say how wonderfully grateful I was to be able to be there and to do what, you know, to do just something. You know, we always
yes.
talk about what other people should do. What are you doing? And the question, I don't even ask, what are you doing? I ask myself, what am I doing? What
got
am
you.
I doing? That you know, when you're pointing that one finger, you got three fingers and a big old fat thumb pointing back at you. So you can't miss my thumb. So I'm like, okay, I need to be talking to myself. So,
mm-hmm.
and that's what I do. Can't make everything. I just got a family commitment. When I've got my great-granddaughter, nothing else matters. I don't do anything else but be with her. So a lot of things, you know, some things I don't get to do, but it's okay because I'm getting to do what I've prayed to do for so long, and I'm blessed.
Amen.
Family first. And so that's what's going on with me, just loving being a part of when I can be a part of, spreading the word. And everybody, I'm telling you, if I find out that there's somebody that I know who didn't vote, if I talk to you on November the 9th and you tell me you didn't vote, we're no longer friends anymore. That's just the bottom line.
I hear you.
I believe I'm going to be able to eliminate some so-called friends who say that they
there
care about this country, and you can't get off of your rusty, you know what, to get up and vote. It's so easy. You can get the papers, the registrations, the mail in, mail to your house. You don't even have to leave home to vote. You know, how easy is that? How much easier can that be? A mail in.
Wow.
You voted. Okay, we know. And I'm going to put it out there, anybody in the Maple Heights or suburban areas who need a ride to the polls November the 8th,
I'm taking off work. I'm taking off work. I can be contacted at IamASuperwoman2@gmail.com, or you can call me. What's my – oh, I got an Obama phone now. Cool. This is to being a senior citizen. Okay. And guess what? It's a smartphone, too. We moving on up. Shoot. So, oh, what made me say that? But anyway, either email me or call me, 216-673-1467. I'll take you to the poll. I will take you personally. So there's no excuses. There's none. Have them send a dollar to your home or call me.
Ooh. Wow. Now. You just answered your question, what am I doing out there? And I just want to say thank you, because taking care of your family and then taking time out to help the community, that's major, and that's appreciated.
Thank you. Well, that's my plan. That's my plan, and if it's God's plan, it's going to work out perfectly. It's going
that's
to work
right.
out perfectly. Especially, you know, we've got seniors who
yes,
can't get to the and disabled. You know, I can't carry a wheelchair or anything like that. But if you want some answers, call me. If you want to know, I mean, I think it's November the 5th. You have to have those, the mail-ins completed
yes,
and
yes.
postmarked. Yeah,
right.
So I can help you with that. Call me. You know, if you're a senior or someone who needs a ride to the post, just give me a call. Again, my number is 216-673-1467.
Thank you so much. And if you hold the line, I think you might appreciate a couple other things we get into.
I'm sure I will. Thank you,
Thank
Brother
you.
Al.
You are welcome. Wow, I got a couple of more phone callers to get to. So with that being said, before I go to that 216-703, I just want to thank everybody who tuned in. Let people know that if you choose to, the Art McCoy Radio Show is on, wow, Sundays, 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on WERE 1490 a.m. And that's www.newstalkcleveland.com. As I go to the 216-703, you've been waiting for a little while. I appreciate the patience. How you doing at 703?
Black House Sound, how's it going? The sheriff's in the street.
Oh, I'm doing excellent. What about you, man?
Oh, and I'm doing well myself. I was just calling in just to let the people know the CCR2 is super hot. We have product, and we just need people to check out them videos, help us with them numbers. And on top of that, we have an office. And on Tuesdays and Thursdays, we at that location most of the time now. And so we'll be able to sell our CDs like that just to let people know. You work with me, the sheriff, so I know that you will let everyone know that information of how to get a hold to, you know, the address and the building.
Like 17325. Euclid Avenue,
that's
the 44112 area code. You can go straight through the front door where there's a green awning. Go to your right-hand side, sign in with security, go up to the second floor, and that is definitely CL 2146, and then you come in there, and that's where our office is.
And it's 32 tracks on the CD. It's all geared on the conscious level. You have 4 to 5 different ranges of subjects of what we're talking about, from showing love to females, also letting females know, you know, at times a brother think doggish and, you know, was caught up in that lifestyle. And, you know, and some women, you know, they like that type of music, but it's not disrespectful. Then we have music talking about death, or whatnot. We have music talking about the Lord, like on the overcome side. And then we had them ones, like, people like to dance, they like to move. So, you know, we even geared up conscious rap towards that subject area. So, and then there's some few other things that's going on throughout the 32 tracks as well. So check it on out if y'all can, but I encourage everybody to really check out the videos on YouTube to make it all easy because it's a lot of videos. Just type in Joseph Motley Jr., and if you type in Joseph Motley Jr., then you will see all the new videos because I don't have enough time to take up time from the next caller to name all the videos. So please check them out. Thank you, Jesus. And other than that, Pressure and Blackout Sound make real Cleveland music. Thanks to Milligram, Endo Dub, The Sheriff, Bang, Niger Show Some Love, Swab, and I'm out. Blackout Sound. Let's get them.
Blackout Sound. Oh, yeah. I'm enjoying that very much. You know something? My thing is I've run my mouth for too long. So since we have other people out, these phone callers will go with that 216-246. 216-246, how you doing out there? 246 going once. 246 going twice. You know what? I really appreciate you, and I'll tell you why. Like I let people know, that's one of the main things that I come up with and let you know that, hey, you may not want to talk, but unfortunately I'm coming to your phone line to see what's on your mind. But if you can't talk or you're just choosing to listen, you can stay silent. You'll go back on hold. And I appreciate you for not hanging up, but I also appreciate you for taking your time to call in. As I go to 216-450, how you doing out there, 216-450? Two one six four five zero going once, twice, three times, and you go on hold too. So I can say I really appreciate it because two things could have happened. Could have been Steve Loomis calling, but he decided not to curse me out, and I appreciate that. Or like I said before, people do call in, but the one reason that I do go to the phone lines is because, yeah, I might have a loud mouth, but I only have one mouth. I have two ears, so I think I'm supposed to listen to what people say because you never know when somebody might say something to make you think. With that being said, I'm going to take the time to go into, since I didn't have the one thing, I started out with the house, Black House Sounds, Sheriff Kilroy. I'm going to go, they entered in a new song, but since I don't have that one yet loaded into our system, we're going to go to Stolen Dreams from Black Odyssey. Got a message in it.
Yeah. Stolen Dreams.
Cannon.
Uh-huh. People steal your dream.
Don't let them steal your dream.
Anybody can. Yeah.
Nah.
You get your dream stolen too.
All the time of the time. Caught up in the traffic of the moonlight.
Get your dream stolen.
Yeah,
sad face.
Red and blue, yeah. Caught up in the traffic of the moonlight. Lord help me avoid the red and blue lights. This world out here is so mean. You can't let the devil steal your dream. So dream. Caught up in the traffic of the moonlight. Lord help me avoid the red and blue lights. This world out here is so mean. You can't let the devil steal your dream. So dream. As I write this passage, my mental thought be food for these youngsters, they life in dumpsters, searching for suppers, too mean, crack-themed mothers, love and laughter is the answer, but niggas blind, used to dirt, filth, and slime, dodge it one time, it's vermin in the beast's belly. Come take a ride on the side where enemies collide. Crab mentality, equal fatality. Wars in the night over hard white. The hood is full of crooks and thieves. Your own brother can make you bleed. Little mama was an angel till her halo turned black. Now she smoke crack. Her boyfriend turned her out to that situation where girl meets boy. Now she hooked on the boys. Another victim in the hood turned crack fiend. Lost in the stolen dream.
Damn. Caught up in the traffic of the moonlight. Lord help me avoid the red and blue lights.
This world out here so mean, you can't let the devil steal your dream. So dream. Caught up in the traffic of the moonlight, Lord help me avoid the red and blue lights. This world out here so mean, you can't let the devil steal your dream. So dream.
Niggas ain't fucking with the team. Haters got me ducking from my dreams. That's karma toast. Nights on my knees, Bible on my bedpost. Kisses on my forehead from my dear folk. The lead close. Yeah, nigga, my pencil sharp. See it and take notes. I know the bread close. I can feel it in my heart. Yeah, the beat's on. My heat's strong. Yeah, nigga, that's Cleveland song. No tough talk. My niggas keep me strong like a Jesus song. Hoping I can find the day when the evening's gone. And it came to stone. I pray the weak get strong. Stand on your feet and stay grown. Whew. I pray strong. And I'm staying in the hood. Even when I'm going for good. Generation of the misunderstood. If only we could. Smell the fire burning through the wood. When we stand with candles in hand.
With candles in hand. With candles in hand.
Caught up in the traffic of the moonlight, Lord help me avoid the red and blue lights. This world out here is so mean, you can't let the devil steal your dream. So dream. Caught up in the traffic of the moonlight, Lord help me avoid the red and blue lights. This world out here is so mean, you can't let the devil steal your dream. So dream.
Time to just indulge in a little bit, give you some information that should you choose, there's whohasthepower.com. You can also check out blackonblackcleveland.com, which is the website of Black on Black Crime Incorporated. You can Facebook Alfred Porter Jr. period, profile picture of a sheriff's hat. Definitely you can inbox me on Facebook. You can feel free to email me at jrporteralfred 1969 at gmail.com. Do not call me at the 216-804-7462 phone number until after this show ends, which will be in a couple minutes. But I want to take the time to say real quick that it was an honor to be with Black House Sounds and be invited to the annual Staff Sergeant Michael J. Wiggins Scholarship Banquet, Keeping the Legacy Alive, coming from 2 Timothy 2 and... I'm just very thankful. I'll break things down more about this, but to be there and to talk about how strong the Wiggins family was, that their son dies while serving in Iraq. And instead of just taking the back seat and not doing anything, they've consistently held a program where for the past few years, they have a scholarship drive to make sure that young people can go to college. And, you know, it was a $35 a plate dinner, but the Creator allowed them and others from their church to look at Black House Sounds and ask us to come through and perform a signature song, which is also, you go to Joseph Motley Jr. YouTube, check out that Thank You, Jesus. And to be able to go there, enjoy a nice meal and all of that. And the speaker is Mrs. Yvonne Pointer. And I'm going to take time to get more into it because she's a person who didn't give up. You know, she went through a tragedy, but she did not give up. What I'm going to do is, in honor of the fact that we have two teams playing for titles, starting off tomorrow. Tomorrow evening, we have the Cavs. Other team I refer to as the Tribe just because. I'm going to play one track
that when I felt like it was like one of those tracks that had to be done, I'm glad Black House Sound backed up on that one. It was a message song. It was like a fight song when we were coming to deal with certain things that would happen. You know, I just thank them for what they do to let us know.
We coming. We coming.
What?
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 We coming. I ain't nothing weak. I ain't nothing soft. Who you ruling? I snatch your crown off. You ain't main event. You got a ways to go. Like RVD, I'm the whole Evan show. So when you step wrong in this profession, cause I lead your funeral procession. You can flex hard. You can run your mouth. Keep in mind, I south to McGinney's house. I raised hell inside City Hall. Michael Muhammad, call me Final Call. We coming. We coming.
What?
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 We coming. We coming.
In the land of the lost, I've been paid to call. So when it comes to Mayor Jackson, yeah, I flick off the ball. The crime rate in Cleveland gets higher and higher. So when I get stone cold, I must crack the C-Y. So if the PD gets immunity or false alibi, I'ma stomp from a hole in them just to walk and drive. My occupational destiny is the DCA. Don't trust anybody, not even a rattlesnake. Oh, hell yeah, you turn a blind eye. Your days is numbered in the office and that's the bottom line.
We coming. We coming.
What?
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 We coming.
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 I got this rap return back, those lies to the fact. You think everything funny till you shot in the head. Then McKinley letting crooked cops walk instead. Social media cover the story till the story is dead. If I acting and needing bodies, you put me under the jail. Is this a rescue form of slavery? We living in hell. Ready or not, you must be crazy. We come to excel. Know the laws and know your rights, even if all fail. And if they had it their way, we'd be all in jail. And for the young ones disobedient, time will tell. Don't get murdered.
We coming. We coming.
What?
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 We coming.
And issue 33, issue 32, yeah, we coming to break some truth on why it is not sound. Peace.